This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth!
All kinds of time for Brady to go for it. To the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown! Philip Dorsett!
His eyes told you. He saw it. It was there.
Tom Brady running the show.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Now back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, San Francisco. Good morning, Bay Area. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure to announce on 95.7 The Game, we've got Tom Brady Sr., the greatest quarterback who ever lives, father, on the line with us. Mr. Brady, thank you so much for coming on with me. How you doing this Sunday morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. Things are pretty good, and we're getting ready for another week preparation and heading down to Atlanta for another fantasy experience.
Oh, this is so awesome. You know, I'm a WCAL guy myself, so the legend of your son has grown dramatically over the last 25 years. And famously, you and your son were at Candlestick for the historic Montana to Dwight catch game. And flash forward to this last Sunday, Tom, you know, the guy he emulated, Joe Montana, is on the field. He's hyping up the Chiefs crowd. Tom not only marches down methodically once, but twice in the final minutes of that fourth quarter in overtime. I'm in my living room. I'm standing. I'm in awe of each throw, how calm he is, how clutch and how precise he is. I can't even imagine what it's like being his dad during those types of moments. What are you doing during these kind of games, watching like us at home?
Well, I'm when we're marching down the field and completing passes, I'm jumping up and down, and when Patrick Mahomes responded and went right down the field, I pulled out my handkerchief and started crying.
That's awesome.
You live on the very, very highs and the lows. I mean, it is such a roller coaster of emotions throughout the entire game, and when you get into the last 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, we're watching the television too because it was a little cold to be back there in Kansas City. But you know, you're watching the TV and you're watching that time on the clock left, and just wondering what are chances all the way through the highs and the lows, and then the exhilaration at the end. You know, people say, "Do you ever get tired of the winning?" I never get tired of the winning. I just get tired of the process that it takes to get to the win.
Absolutely. You know, Mr. Brady, we got Tom Brady Sr. on a beautiful Sunday morning. I'm a WCAL guy, Reardon. My wife's an SI girl, but the legend of Tom started at Sarah. It's so well documented. And I've had a lot of different people tell me that your son Tom was a great baseball player. And I know Kyler Murray is in the news right now, and he's got a dilemma. Is he going to choose baseball or football? I'm curious, did you and Tom ever have that conversation, and was baseball ever a consideration?
He was a very good baseball player. However, it really never got to that, Joe. It was coming out of high school, he was drafted, even though he had made it very clear that he was going to Michigan to play football. At that time, the Montreal Expos drafted him in the 18th round, I believe. And it was kind of in the rearview mirror once he got to Michigan. And then at Michigan, you're pretty much a one-sport person. So he was never confronted with the dilemma that Kyler Murray is.
Interesting. We got Tom Brady Sr. with us, the greatest quarterback of all time's father. During the draft process, I've seen so many videos and documentaries on the six quarterbacks that were taken ahead of Tom, and the 49ers famously passed on Tom. Tom goes to New England, and he has the guts to tell Bob Kraft in the rookie camp that he's going to be the best decision Bob Kraft ever made. Was Tom always like that as a kid, playing CYO sports, playing at Sarah in high school, or was that something that kind of developed over time?
You know, when he was playing in high school, he was a really good high school quarterback. And in college, and even Little League, he was a good baseball player. He never played football until he got to his freshman year of Sarah. That's really not his way. If that is actually what was said, I think the devil made him do it, because he just he's not a braggart by any means. But I think he was seriously wounded when he dropped all the way down the draft board. And even the last pick of the sixth round, that was a compensatory pick that the Patriots got for losing somebody in the prior year. So he could have dropped easily into the seventh round, and who would know whatever happened. But that's not who he is, or it's really not, you know, who he was at that time. But I love to hear it, because I know how intently he was committed to doing well.
Absolutely. And I got Tom Brady Sr. with us. Tom Brady's dad, the greatest quarterback who ever lived. 19 years ago today, Bill Belichick was hired as the head coach of the New England Patriots. And when I think of synonymous winning and greatness, the greatest head coach and best player ever, you know, combinations in sports, I think of Brady and Belichick. Talk me through their relationship. You know, I know you're from afar, but what is their relationship like?
You know, I know Tommy has the greatest respect in the world for Belichick. I mean, it's very much of a personal relationship, a professional relationship, because very, very similar to the way Bill Walsh was with the 49ers. I remember hearing stories about Bill Walsh. He wouldn't even talk to a rookie in the rookie year. He'd walk past them and not even say good morning. Not because he was impolite, but that was his approach. And Belichick's the same way. It's a coach, player. They don't socialize, because someday Bill doesn't want to get emotionally involved with a player, any player, even one that he's been around with for 18 or 19 years. Because someday he's going to have to make a very unemotional decision, and he doesn't want the emotional relationship to interfere with his professional decisions. So as I think it was Jerry Kramer with Vince Lombardi used to say, he treats us all exactly the same. He treats us like dogs.
I love that. That is hilarious.
So Tommy's treated very much like every single other person. And if you screw up, he lets you know that you screwed up, and you're not supposed to screw up a second time. So and that's just the way it has to be. For the best coaches, they don't get emotionally involved, or if they do get emotionally involved with the players, it rips at them both ways. It just has to be that you got to be able to make cold, hard decisions, and that's the way Belichick treats Brady.
Yeah, it's incredible. Their dynamic is unparalleled in sports. It's really special. I got Tom Brady Sr. with us, Tom's dad, the greatest quarterback who ever lived. You know, Tom dueled Peyton Manning for the AFC dominance for almost 20 years. Tom lost two just incredible Super Bowls to Eli. If we're being honest, though, Mr. Brady, come on. The Bradys can't stand the Mannings, huh?
Oh, not at all. That's a farce. No, Tommy has great respect for Peyton. I periodically can converse with Archie and as well as Eli in there, because even though they duel on the field, there's a strong cadre of NFL quarterbacks that they kind of understand each other. There's a basic understanding that transforms their on-field to their off-field, and there's great respect and appreciation. There's no disdain whatsoever.
Absolutely. I got Tom Brady Sr. joining us here on 95.7 The Game. You know, just a couple years ago, they're down 28-3 to the Falcons in the Super Bowl, and it was a really tumultuous year. You know, Brady's trying to get his fifth Super Bowl. He wants to eclipse Bradshaw, Montana. It's on the heels of Deflategate and that entire drama. But how satisfying was that win for Tom personally and for you, his dad? I mean, What did that feel like going through that entire season and to have it end in that fashion?
Well, obviously, that was one of our very peak experiences. I think the first Super Bowl was the greatest. That one was right up there as a close number one. And even last, you know, every Super Bowl is really great. But I'll tell you, last Sunday's game against the Chiefs was pretty darn satisfying too, because his obituary had already been written and Patrick Mahomes was taken over as the man. And Tommy, as the old prize fighter, just kind of was dumping it out in the 15th round and came out on top. So each one of them is very satisfying for their own reasons. And last week's was, even though it was just a championship game and not the Super Bowl, it was also pretty, you know, heart-wrenching and satisfying once we won it.
Mr. Brady, I got to ask you, because whenever I do something, whether I'm coaching, whether I'm doing my show, my dad is like my biggest critic. What's it like after a game like that? Does Tom call you? Are you texting him? How does that go after a game of the magnitude that Chiefs win was?
You know, he actually called us. He always calls us after games. And I guess, Joe, I'm a little different than your dad, that at the end of the game, I don't ever critique Tommy. He can have his coaches to critique him. I'm his dad, and I'm his biggest supporter. So as far as I'm concerned and his mother's concerned, he's never thrown a bad pass. If the ball's been intercepted, somebody else has made a mistake.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Mr. Brady. I got Tom Brady Sr. with us. Just a couple of more questions. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate it. You know, Tom started his NFL Super Bowl winning ways with that famous drive versus the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. Now it's come full circle. He's going up as now he's the wily vet instead of Kurt Warner. And there's a young prodigy coming for that title. And it's a local boy, Marin Catholic's own Jared Goff. I'm just curious, have Jared and Tom ever crossed paths off the field? And if so, what's their relationship like?
I don't think they've ever crossed paths, Joe. With the exception of maybe a handshake when the Rams played the Patriots in New England a couple of years ago. Not even last year or the year before. The opportunity really hasn't presented itself because obviously Jared is out here on the West Coast and Tommy's wife is very much back in on the East Coast. So in the off season, there's really no opportunity to cross paths.
Gotcha.
I'm thrilled that Jared's got his team there this year, and the Rams are studs, and it's going to be all we got. But you know, he's a nice kid. I've heard about Jared for years, and I've played in Marin Catholic golf tournaments, and they speak so highly of him over there. And then going over to Cal, and then taking the Rams to heights that they haven't been in 20 years is pretty cool.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. I got Tom Brady Sr. with us. Just two more quick questions. Thank you so much, Mr. Brady. Really appreciate you coming on. I'm a big Niner fan. I know you were for many, many years. And last year, the Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom's backup, to the Niners. What's their current relationship like?
You know, I think Tommy's got great relationships with a lot of guys that have passed through the portals at Gillette Stadium. And the fact that Jimmy is out here, I know they have talked and they've conversed. And Tommy's a big supporter of Jimmy's. And he knows that the 49ers have some very good days in front of them with Jimmy at the helm.
So in closing, I got Tom Brady Sr. with us. Thank you so much. I know you're on your way to church this morning. I really appreciate you taking the time out to call up to 95.7 The Game to talk with me. I'm a big fan of your sons. I'm straight fanboy homer here. You know, I'm rooting for him so hard. In closing, you've now been to 9 Super Bowls. Are you going to this one? And what's it going to be like for you to see your son at the apex of his profession, just be the stud he is going after his 6th Super Bowl ring?
You know, he's... regardless of the stage, he's just our son, and we're really happy that he's achieving all of the success that he has achieved. But things don't change, you know. When you're coaching your kid's 10 years old, he's at bat, and you're rooting for him so hard, and that doesn't change just because the stage is bigger, because you're 100% in with your heart with your kid at the very youngest age, and it just stays the same. And whether it's football or anything else, it's just you love to see your kid succeed. So as far as I'm concerned, this is just a really cool weekend, and we're going to have our family around this, our three daughters and our grandkids and our sons-in-law and stuff. And so from that standpoint, it's going to be a great, great weekend, regardless of what happens on the field.
Well, I hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy it. Soak it in. San Francisco, the Bay Area, we're rooting for Tom. He's one of our own. WCAL, Sarah Legend.
Wait, Sector. Wait. You also got another guy on the other side.
Oh, we're rooting for him, too.
So, okay, that's fair enough. We can have, you know, we could be rooting for the guys and root you, but, you know, but let's carry on the WCAL tradition and look around and see if we can find somebody maybe from SI that could play football. Oh, no, that's not a sports school. That's not, I forgot that.
Oh, I love that shot. My wife is a Wildcat. I love that shot right there at the end. Mr. Brady, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And honestly, enjoy the week. Thank you. And have a great day today at church. And we hope to hear from you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, Joe. Take care.
Have a great one. That is Tom Brady Sr., the greatest quarterback who ever lived, Tom Brady's father. Just a phenomenal interview.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.